sense of this. Adrift in a series of pinches, but I'm lucky to live like this. And I've been thinking, and I'm just kidding.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was A Different Letter by Mormon Toasterhead off of... Actually, it was just a single they released recently. So I'm assuming that they've got an album coming up. They definitely said something about it on the Bandcamp page, but I forget. Anyway, song before that was Apple Street by Dodge Dirt off of Epic Fail Compilation, June 2013. Personal favorite of mine. And then first of those three songs was That Order by Bracelet off of their I Hear Bracelet EP that they released last month, I believe, which is really terrific. Anyway, special period right now. It is the CJLO funding drive. So for the next couple of weeks, CJLO is going to be accepting donations. I think they accept donations literally any time in the year, however. But if you go to cjlofundingdrive.com, you'll find various links there, as well as some information about like raffles and stuff. There are a bunch of cool things like tickets for shows and merch, things that you can get for donating, raffles you can get entered into, tax receipts you can get if you really want those. But there's also various cool stuff that's going on in the near future. So already CJLO had their like opening show, punk show that happened at, I think, Saturnia, the previous Friday. And next up is going to be like a Canadian music trivia night at Star Bar. I'm actually going to be doing the merch table there. So if you're curious about seeing the face behind the voice, I'm going to be hanging out there, probably trying to sell you a t-shirt. And if you know a lot about Canadian music history, definitely show up to that. There's also going to be like a mixtape launch. So for all of the live sessions or like oven sessions that are done at CJLO where bands are brought in and they have like more or less like something like 20 minutes or something of music recorded with the sound producer at CJLO, Zach Bruce, a bunch from that is going to be compiled together into an actual physical tape that you can pick up next, the Wednesday following this coming week, I think, at Bar Wills. That should be a cool one. That information is also on cjlofundingdrive.com. Anyway, I've been doing this show for like 6 years. A good chunk of that has been on CJLO, and I do have to say that radio has been pretty important to me. I was discussing with a friend earlier, I was like, why do I do radio? And there's a nice, like, you know, it's nice routine and that sort of thing, but it's also a really nice environment. Like, it was a really big benefit to me for, like, making friends when I was an undergraduate student. I continue to use it for that purpose now, of, like, getting to know people through the radio station. But it also opens up a lot of opportunities for, like, especially students in general, like student jobs at the station, things like local news, supporting, like, local initiatives as well, like, getting word out on various things. So even beyond like my personal enjoyment of like hanging out at like college radio stations, it is something that really benefits, students, the community, music community as well. So again, cjlofundingdrive.com. If you feel like sending us a little bit of money, please do. Anyway, next song coming up is from 22 Degree Halo.
Yeah. We could curtsy in the hall. And ignore the phone calls. It's only if you want to. Honestly, may not want to. Guests as they arrive, take a vow until the end of our lives. It's only if you want to. May not want to. What?
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was June, and in parentheses, July. And weirdly, June is capitalized, July is not. That's by Memory Card off of the File Sharing LP. Before that, Want by Comet Pond off of Spirit. Before that, Birds by Lovelet off Couples Fight Night. And the first of those four was Voices by the band then known as Teen Spaceship off of their then self-titled, but they're now known as 22 Degree Halo. But that EP is their only release that I know of that was under the moniker Teen Spaceship. Also took me a long time to realize that was like pulled from the Smog album of the same name. Anyway, Lovelet is a local band, possibly originally from Edmonton, and that album that song is from, I say local band is in Montreal, not like Thunder Bay or Kingston. Apologies to the people there, I guess. But Tim is the guy behind Lovelet, and from what I've been informed by other members of his band, he's been sitting on an album for a long time. So if you ever run into a guy named Tim in a band called Lovelet, implore him, please, to release his album. I was told to do that. But anyway, I'm a really big fan of Couples Fight Night. I saw Tim play a show as Couples Fight Night recently. And in fact, his drummer is someone that I've known before, who I interviewed as part of Knitting. So it's a very cool band. I was really, really impressed by their stuff. And I'm really looking forward to when that album does finally release. Interesting. The drummer of that band, Andy, is actually going to be playing a impromptu tour very shortly, and I think November 4th is supposed to be in Thunder Bay. So if I find out from him that he did manage to book a show there, I will be letting everyone in Thunder Bay know, so long as they're tuned into CILU at 9 p.m., on a Monday evening. Anyway, another reminder that this is like the CJLO funding drive, so I am yet again, for the second time this hour, begging you, please, give us your money. We're a good cause, I swear. The station supports all sorts of good local stuff like news and whatever. The money also goes towards like funding things like the recording of sessions at the station, which are actually really high quality. And then, as I mentioned before, are going to be showing up as like a mixtape, which will be like a small selection of the very large number that have actually been recorded. And on top of that, like student jobs, like the money that gets sent to the station actually supports like students that get hired by the station, students that like gain skills through the station, like, you know, whether it's something as simple as like presenting on the radio or actually like sound engineering stuff that they'll learn through like sessions that happen there. It's like a really, really good resource for students like to get involved in the community, but also to pick up skills. So if you want to donate, cjlofundingdrive.com. There are all sorts of cool events coming up, and there are also like some sick kickbacks you can get, like some tax receipts or t-shirts and that sort of thing. Anyway, more stuff's coming up. Next is going to be Shallow Water.